Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I gotta go, man. Yo, the podcast and Addict about to come on. Yo, co-producer in that cast. Yo, they be cutting it up like tight real, son.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer about to start the premiere podcast, The Addict. Weekly, we get on your son. And if you pass it on,
when a young man gets an extra piece of electronics. I go right back to 5 year old. But and before I come all the way in and do the proper intro, I just gotta do this one time.
Said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man.
You're in prison.
That's all I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That was the real Pity Green. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. As always, it's Wednesday night. It's 10 o'clock, and the Addict is live, ready to have conversation with you. The Addict is real live, ready to sound like we're trying to shock the shit out you in the back. But no, the Addict is real live and ready to have conversation with you. Hey, we have a lot of crazy shit going on in the public today. As always, chief executive never fails. I got a little. Did anybody get any feedback?
No, right. I don't have any.
Yeah, chief executive never fails. But because he is the man, we're going to push him off to the side just for a second. And we're going to take a little walk down Facebook and YouTube lane. I seen some weird shit on there. Yeah, I seen some weird shit on there this week about new ways that parents are choosing to discipline their kids. Anybody checking that out?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that some wild shit or what? What happened to the day? What happened to the day with just whipping that kid ass was sufficient? Huh?
They call the police on you nowadays.
Nowadays you can get locked up doing that nowadays, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's crazy, man. If I beat my kid ass, now once again, I'm not talking about grabbing by the collar and give him a couple of Muay Thai kicks to the ribs and then punch him in the face. I'm not talking about beat him up like that. I'm just talking about, I don't know. What's to say? I can't go back to items that I'm accustomed to because I'd say things like, I don't know, something like a stick, an extension cord. I mean, for real shit. And if you don't watch this, most folks on this podcast know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm saying, what happened to them days? Your kid messed up. Yeah, the neighbor would beat that ass, and then you come home,
right,
and you had to get another
That's
ass
right.
whooping.
Isn't that permission?
Huh?
Permission? When the neighbors have permissions to whoop your kids' tail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was like automatic. What if
yes,
your mom
sure was. Yeah.
If your mother had a conversation with the neighbor more than twice, it was like the unwritten rule. If you step out of line, she could get in that ass, yo. It was just
that's
understood.
Right.
But you know, I mean again, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say nowadays people don't want you to touch their children. They don't want you to put your hands on their kids.
Yeah,
times
generation.
Are changing now.
Yeah, the younger
and look
generation.
What's happening.
Yeah, yep. I mean,
back in the day, it took a village, right?
You sure did. Sure did.
To raise the kids.
Shit. I mean,
but
hold on. I just gotta read some shit here, man. In Ohio, the state I left Jersey to come out to this place, man. Ohio dad makes his daughter walk 5 miles to school after she's kicked off the bus for bullying other cats, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me just say this. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I'm not mad.
Oh, but let me say this to you before we look into some this new wave parenting that's going around right now. Let's just say everybody here in this podcast, hypothetically, and let's not watch it. If you grew up where I grew up, you don't have to get so dramatic with the response. But let's just say you went to school and for some reason you felt like showing your ass. That's what they used to call it. And you got kicked off the school bus. Anybody, just take a stab at how that scenario would have unfolded. How that scenario would have unfolded in your house.
You'd have needed a wheelchair to get to school the next day.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you would have got dealt with when you got home.
Yeah, showing up where.
And well, see, and back in the day, parents was giving out. See, those are the kind of ass whoopings you get. You notice, you didn't hear baby girl say you would have got spanked. No, you would have got dealt with.
I mean, and that's the only way I could put that nicer.
Yeah.
You would have got dealt with.
Right, exactly.
And shit, moms, it was like, I mean, we're going to get back to this other shit in a minute, man. But mom be like, you ever get your ass beat and ain't nobody holding you? You just got to stand there.
And take it.
And if you run, all you hear is come back over here. I mean, just
imagine
the psychological problems that was putting on us as young adults, as young kids, man.
And
but
then
now,
they tell you don't cry. And they tell you don't cry.
Yeah. See, that was the bullshit. That was
stop crying.
Bullshit.
Stop crying.
That's
right.
I can't even tell you to cry about.
You're taking me to a whole new
but nowadays they
pain.
Put kids in time. Nowadays they'll put a kid in a timeout.
Yeah. You know, I remember when timeout first came out. wait a minute. Hold on. It wasn't marketed to everybody. No. Everybody didn't get timeout. Timeout was for, let's just say, a particular few. Because the rest of I'm just saying, watch this. I didn't grow up with timeout. Who grew up with timeout in their house?
Nobody.
Not me.
Watch this. I remember friends that had timeout. Yeah, as a comedian said, they had timeout. We got knocked the hell out. But you know, just imagine. I could just imagine my mother looking at me saying, hey, mister, you're in timeout for 5 minutes.
It never happened. It never happened.
Instead, what I heard was, again, here goes some more psychology. See, this is that shit that them parents was putting on us that we didn't even know what was happening. Go in the backyard. Wait a minute, man. Hold on. See, if we was in church right now, everybody would say, "Hey, man, I can go in the backyard and get me an instrument that I'm gonna beat your ass with, and it better not, and it better not be a wimpy one."
Well, you better preach. You better preach.
But I just think about the psychology of that. I'm sending you to go get some shit that I'm gonna hurt you with, and you better not. You better bring me a sturdy one.
And you better pick a good one.
Yeah, you better pick a good one. But you know, as kids, we always outsmart our parents. They don't know shit. So you come back in there with that little skinny one. And what they do, they teach you at that point in your life that you can plait more than hair. Because
I'm going to braid it up.
I'm going to braid it up. You be like, damn, there is no way for me to win this game, man. So that's when you start to think, maybe my parents do know a little something. Hey, would you make your kid walk to school 10 miles, 5 miles?
Sure.
Listen, I don't know about you guys, but there was no buses to go to school when I was going to grammar school or high school.
Yeah.
We walked.
Right.
I walked 13, 14 blocks to go to school every day.
Right, sure did.
You know what, though?
Yep.
But you know what? And that's funny because the last time I went to Jersey, I went down by East 40th Street where we lived and walked and drove back up the east side.
That's a long run, right? Yeah,
that's
it
a
is.
Long ass, and we used to walk that shit and back.
Every day, that's right.
Every yeah. So, I mean, but again, society has gotten to the point now where you could probably be arrested for making your kid walk from the Alabama Projects up to Eastside High School. And we did that every day, sometimes two and three times a day.
That's
you know,
right.
But we had the crew with us, so we was cool. But, you know, when you hear parents talking about that's your punishment, well, let me ask you a question. How would you punish your kid? If your daughter's on the bus and she gets suspended, wait a minute, let me get the scenario right.
She was suspended. Well, she was reprimanded twice for bullying,
right.
And that's when she got put off the bus. Correct?
Right.
Is that what happened with that situation?
Yep.
That's why she got put off.
Incident.
And he was supposed to drive her to school, and as punishment, he made her walk.
Mm-hmm. But he followed her.
So to me, he followed her. But I mean, to me, he just didn't want his daughter to grow up and be a bully. I mean, he just didn't want her to be that way. So that
right.
was his punishment, was to make her walk, to teach her a lesson. Because clearly she didn't learn. That was twice that she had to get reprimanded for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm with it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, an unusual way to get that message across. And probably a lot less painful than anything I would have recommended. And once again, I'm just from there. And I didn't beat my children. That just sounds horrible when you say that. I mean, I used to spank that ass, but they never got a lot of ass whoopers. So I'm not really of that beat your kid thing. But I understand it is necessary.
And spanking are different things.
No, they're not. Tell me the difference between beating and spanking.
So I think spanking is, you know, more controlled, you know, like paddling their ass or over your knee or whatever the case may be. I think of beating your ass as more, I don't know, violent or I don't know. There just seems to be a difference. And maybe beating your ass is not just on your ass, you know?
I like how
I don't
you
know,
said
that's
that.
Happened.
I like how
you
said
did.
That. Violent. Violent, because there were times And help me, Hodge to Hodge. There were times doing some of the mass opens, I had to really question myself, do they like me? do they like me?
You challenge the establishment a lot, though, man. You challenge the establishment a lot, don't you think?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You challenge, that was your problem. You challenge the establishment a lot.
But maybe. No, hell no. Okay.
Yes.
Only for the sake of, y'all could probably say some shit that I can't deny. So I'm going to just go with yes. I plead the fifth. Yeah, I plead the fifth, man. But you know, when you do have, what do you do on a for real shit, if we can get there for a second? If your child's a bully, how do you stop that? Well, how do you address that?
I think in this particular situation, she kind of pushed his hand on that because, again, referring to this particular situation, she came home and said, "Dad, you're going to have to drive me to school on Monday." So just from that response, I really don't think she was getting it. Like, okay, you've been reprimanded twice, so I don't think that you learned anything from your bullying. And you just coming home, "Dad, you got to take me to school, drive me to school on Monday." So you're still not getting what you're doing. Your actions of bullying whoever this person was on this bus, you're still not getting it. It's just, "Okay, Dad, you got to drive me to school on Monday." So I felt like he probably thought he had to do something drastic to get it through to her that bullying is unacceptable. So it might have been drastic to make her walk, but I think he just felt he had to do something that drastic to get it through her head. It is just not acceptable.
Watch this. I hear what you're saying, but watch this. Let me put that question to our specially invited guest, and let me hear what he has to say. "Hey, baby, bro, how you doing tonight?"
"I'm doing all right. How you doing?"
"I'm doing." Hey, let me ask you a question, because I was just wondering, if your daughter was a bully in school, how would you handle that? How would you address that?
My daughter was a bully in school. It's a good question. My daughter was a bully in school. He just caught me in guard and just threw me into the bus just like that. All right, that's good.
I'm just saying, what would you do? Would you walk her to school? Would you drive her to school? Do you think there'd be...
No, more likely I'd probably beat her ass.
now, just so we're clear...
Or would you spank her?
Yeah, I was going to say, would you spank her or would you beat her ass?
I would Adrian Peterson her. Yeah, all right. Okay, people aren't familiar about Adrian Peterson, all right.
I don't, no. Adrian Peterson.
He had to go get a switch. Yeah, he had to go get a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's my point. When we were growing up, if you was a bully, now, and I got to say, depending on your household, you could have been a bully, and that was very much accepted. Because if you grew up in a household with T90 in them, you better be a bully. y'all don't remember T90? Oh, I went back to deep too far. Ron, nobody.
That name sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
The Utopians? Yeah.
I got
T90.
Oh,
okay. But we were just talking about disciplining kids. You know, as I was looking this up, when we talk about disciplining kids, again, if you grew up in my neighborhood, around my neighborhood or knew a lot of people who lived in my neighborhood, the discipline we got was one of two things, and sometimes both. An ass whooping, or your ass couldn't go outside. Now, sometimes if the penalty was severe enough, you got an ass whooping and you couldn't go outside.
And you couldn't go outside.
Yeah, right. But that's all we had. You know, now I'm just going to read something here from a Very Well Family magazine. We talk about five types of goddamn child disciplines. Positive discipline, ass whooping. Gentle discipline, spanking. boundary-based discipline, behavior modification, like that kid is we're going to take the kid through some behavior mod lessons, and emotion coaching. Now, they've got this shit broken down into categories, and I'm sorry, and I'm not one that's anti-higher education, but that's the damn kid. I think that's way too much psychology going into telling a little baby to shut the hell up and sit down. That's just me. I think that's just way too much in there. What do you think about that, Pam?
Yeah, I mean, it's especially depending upon how old the kid is. Like, I mean, does it say at what stage you're supposed to be doing all this at?
I'm saying that sounds like some shit that you might want to employ with teenagers. But when you were a little
kid,
that's
what I'm saying.
And again,
at what level? That's what I mean. At what level should you be doing all that at? Because, like, a little kid, that's just way too deep. That's just way too much for a little kid.
Well, see, now, again,
they talk about keeping it simple.
Yeah, exactly. Positive discipline. They talk about a six-year-old refuses to do their homework, and you got to sit there and tell them the positive aspects of getting that lesson done. See, now, again, that's a beautiful thing, but I'm going to say you're going to get that lesson done, or I'm going to smack that ass right now. That's how we're going to do that, and we're going to cut out all that. One day you'll grow up, and you're going to want to know where – no, you're going to do that lesson because you have to do that lesson. Again – that's just me, and both of my children are over 25 years old, so I don't take no credit for their parenting. I give that to their mom, but they were pretty good in school. But I'm just saying, I just think that's way too much thought process going into some damn kids, man. That's just me, and I say that with love. You think we need to sit down and try to break this down with positive discipline to a six-year-old?
No.
That's what I was saying as far as it depending upon their ages. Some of that you shouldn't have to do with, like, with a child.
Right.
That's
what
I would
do all of that with a kid.
That's the reason.
And nowadays, that's what I would do.
All that shit, that don't work.
Well.
It don't. Because once them kids realize they can dial 911 and call the cops on you, see that ass whipping that got through to them, that went out the window.
But just think about that. When a kid finally decides or comes into the knowledge that you can call the cops on your parents and pretty much get their ass, somebody going to jail that night. I'm just saying about some shit that you did. You're supposed to be home. You got a curfew 9 o'clock. You roll your cool ass up in the house at midnight, and they step to that ass. Then you call the cops on them. One of them going to jail that night because you came home late. But I told my mother, if we knew about child abuse laws and shit like that, we still be bringing her cigarettes in prison, man, because that wasn't right. If we knew about child abuse laws and shit back then, we'd probably still be bringing mom cigarettes, man. Hey, but as we keep this show moving, hey, I'm a firm believer I'm a firm believer. And I want to say beat that ass, but I'm going to say mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in a harsh spanking. Now, I don't believe that you should pick up items. Now, again, what's it? The shoe, the stoves, the irons. I'm not with all that
the
shit.
The belts. Belts and all that.
I think a belt would be on that list of shit that could stay.
See, but a spanking ain't nothing but a mild beating. You know what I'm saying? Either you got your ass beat or you got popped. Either one normally that work. If you was doing something and you got popped, you stopped doing what you was doing.
Right. So when you say pop, what do you mean? Like a smack or a pop with a belt? What do you
whatever.
Mean? What do you,
yeah.
What's the pop?
A
pop like what? With a belt or a smack?
Smack in the ass, your hand, a belt, whatever.
Some kind of, he said,
pain.
Some kind of.
As Mr. T would say, pain. You felt pain.
Some kind of sudden shock for your ass that you wouldn't expect
my friend.
To feel. Hey, brother, how you
my
doing
friend,
today?
Yeah, we salute you from Singapore, and we are very sorry for Brother Rob with his incident at Bourke. I did hear most of it, and please tell to Brother Rob that best recovery for him. You know, a smacking, I mean, you cannot even smack your kid anymore. Because if the good teacher asks you, how was it? Oh, my mommy smacked me, or my dad smacked me. Oh, my gosh, CPC will be on your door, and, you know. You will have a lot of problems.
And that's a fact. And again, and I think that when they start talking about put prayer back in the schools, put ass whoopings back in the house, man. Bring the ass whoopings back without me going to jail. And again, I don't mean that you should just pummel your kid. But sometimes kids do some shit that you want to hold on to them tight for a minute.
Right. But I mean, it's not United States. The old United States, maybe you could do it in 1960s, 70s, maybe 80s. But from 80 and beyond, nothing. Because it could under child abuse or child endangerment, unfortunately, you know, it's like now a child has more mouse to the parents than the parent has the mouse. To the kid.
But you know what happened? You know what happened, though? And again, not trying to get philosophical, but when they changed the law that you got to stop spanking your kid's ass, they didn't change the type of parenting that we did. So
right,
we were used to parenting in a manner that if you stepped out of line, the kid got their ass whooped. Well, we kept parenting like
right.
that. But the punishment or the negative reward, for lack of a better phrase, it changed, and our parenting technique didn't change. But I tell you, though, we talk about...
And we had a better society before, and now we don't have a better society at all in the United States. We have more people, you know, more crimes and into crimes because...
Do you think the children are more out of hand now?
Yes, yeah, yes, 100%.
You think the children are more? You think the children are worse?
Hey,
yes,
sure,
because you cannot tell to your son or daughters anything. Anymore. I mean, then you go, okay, I call the CPC for you, and then they come and take your child away from you.
Check this out real quick. We talk about are they worse? And I'm going to try to remember the facts as best as I can. Do you remember the case where there was a young teenage boy who drove a car and murdered somebody, vehicular homicide, and his plea or his petition to the court was he was so rich that he never got to understand the consequences of his true actions, and they let him go home? So I'm just saying, of course we're not a better society in some cases. But, I mean, he was so rich that they just let him go home. So there we have a case where, again, I think a few ass whoopings earlier in life may have saved a vehicular homicide. But for them to just for them to go into the court with he's so rich, that's why he did what he did, and sell that shit to a judge and jury, you know. But that just go to show, man. Sometimes in life, you're gonna do some shit that you might have to pay for later, and I know it might not
Absolutely.
Seem fair, you know. And the message teaches us about karma, but. How many people can you think of? Some people who did some shit yesterday, and yesterday could be actually yesterday, or yesterday could be 40 years ago. Do you think that if I
right.
did some shit yesterday, I should still have to be I should still be held accountable for it today?
It depends on what it was.
And
I think yesterday is relevant. Whether it's yesterday or yesterday.
So we saying people can't change? We saying people
you know,
can't change?
No, that's what I'm saying. You said it. You said whether it's yesterday, meaning yesterday, or yesterday, meaning some prior period. And that does matter. People change.
You
people
know,
grow.
Yes.
Whatever.
We had the unity of family, but we don't have unity of family
right.
anymore. That's
okay,
the
what if
issue
I was,
right now.
What if I'm a Supreme Court justice and I grabbed some ass when I was in college?
You're
huh? I'm just
the
saying.
Because it's the only time it happened.
Okay.
because you want to be a Supreme Court justice now, that's one of the highest courts in the land. So because of that
right.
kind of position you want to hold... then yes, you have to be accountable for that now, for that kind of position that you want to hold. Unfortunately,
Amen.
Yeah, that's going to come back to haunt you now. It is.
And bite you.
Okay.
Agreed.
There's one position, there's a few positions higher than the Supreme Court. Well, let's just say I grab some ass.
I'm just saying that is going to come back to haunt you because of that position that you want to try to obtain now that will come back to haunt you, that what you did in college. It will come back.
Okay, I'm in college, and I'm grabbing ass, and now I want to be the president.
You could still be the president, and as the Supreme Court justice, two of them still got appointed to the Supreme Court, so it didn't matter. It came back to haunt them, but haunt them for a few minutes.
The only reason why it didn't matter is because of the people that were in positions overlooked it, but it should have mattered. It should have, because how are you going to make judgment over other people and you're
right.
just as guilty? You know what I'm saying? So it should have
yeah.
mattered, because to me, you can't make
yeah.
decisions over other people, but it should have mattered. It should have.
Right, it does. It should have. But in reality, it didn't.
You know, and
right.
that's only because the people that
it
were should've. The people that
You're
was over it,
right.
they overlooked it, but it should have mattered.
They sure
it
did.
It should have. Because to me, you can't judge
put,
nobody no. when you are, he's in no position to judge anybody.
That's right.
At what,
he really isn't.
At what point,
he really isn't.
At what point did we forget and say, all right, that was long enough, it ain't important no more. Does that ever happen?
Well, some of those things he did, it wasn't that long ago. It was like within these last couple of years, some of the things that he had did wrong. It was like more recent. Do you know what I mean?
All
it
right.
wasn't like just college years.
Okay.
Some things he
All
lied
right.
about were recently, like a couple of years.
Right.
It wasn't like that long ago.
Right.
Okay. Well, check this out. Hold
I
on.
Mean, sure.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, please. Oh, yeah. I mean, when a drunkard become a Supreme Court of the United States, then you have to say goodbye, United States.
Well, now, Jesus' first miracle was turning water to wine. But anyway, so, hey, that alcohol is all right. It's all right. Well, look at here. Let me ask you a question. I'll read to you a famous person and tell you some shit they did in the past, and you tell me if you get a pass today. Let's start with I got some random things here. Sean Penn. Did he get a pass for hitting Madonna in the head with a baseball bat? Is that too so far ago that he cool now?
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, Sean
Penn and Madonna with a bat.
They treat him like it ain't happened.
Yeah, when he was married to Madonna, he hit her in the head with a baseball bat. Watch this. After beating on her for like 9 hours, man. They used to go hard. That's prize fighting at its
best.
Well,
hey.
So,
hey,
I mean,
she like it. I love it. I mean, that's on her.
She ain't addressing at that time.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do about
saying,
it now?
If she like it, if she ain't mad,
that's
I ain't
right.
got no problem with it. That's between
that's
her.
Right.
That's between them two.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that was probably a form of foreplay.
I got near nickel neck water. That's between them two.
Right.
All right. Okay. Next batter up, Mahatma Gandhi. Hold on. Yeah. Let's talk about Gandhi ass for a minute. He was actually known for hating black people and often said offensive things about them and used hateful words to describe them. Now, does Mahatma Gandhi get a pass?
Didn't he win some kind of Nobel Peace Prize?
He was the man.
Yeah,
he
did.
The man. Watch this. When I was doing a little research and I came across that, that kind of hurt me a little bit, but it is what it is. Like, damn, Mahatma, you too? Gandhi, you too?
Yeah, wow. That's I didn't know that.
With the Gandhi? Can you repeat the Gandhi part, please?
Oh, Gandhi. He was actually known for hating black people. So
In his younger years.
In his younger years. He did change.
Wow. I didn't know
but
that.
He changed.
I didn't know that either.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
we saw the Gandhi movie many times, but I mean, they never see that portion.
Oh, no, they gonna leave some.
Because they
want
to share all the good stuff. That's why.
Oh, okay. But, so is
they don't
want to
tell you the whole
historian,
truth.
They don't teach the correct things to the other people.
Right, right.
All right. Well, watch this here. Let's go a little deeper. Everybody remember Dr. Seuss, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm going to skip
Dr. Seuss because in the man club, he gets a high five for what he did. But anyway, let's go to Martin Luther King. Huh? Yeah, let's talk about Dr. King for a minute. The reports say he cheated on his wife. Do he get a pass?
Now, we ain't going to mess with Dr. King. Not the King.
He can do what he want to do, and we just going to live with that. What's this?
Yeah,
that's fair. That's just
like
a Michael.
This. That man was stressed, and he needed relief from time to time.
You leave Martin alone.
That was the same thing as saying, I don't give a damn if Michael Jordan took 4 steps. That dunk was nice. We're not talking about the GOAT. All right, we're looking ahead. Let's talk about Chris Brown.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, Billy? Yeah, Billy gets some pass, man. I'm sorry. He get a pass. Bill Clinton. He get a partial pass. Because he says, under the definition, he did not have sex with that lady. You got to believe him. He's the president. You got to believe him. Well, I believe him. Nobody else passed. All right,
Hillary's still with him, so she all right with it. I'm cool with it.
Right. Give him a pass.
Hillary all right with it. I'm not mad at him. She's still with him.
All right. Last one. Let's take it to the tee. Because, again, and I know everybody think we're going to do this one a little differently. I'm going to read what they did. You tell me who it was.
Okay. We try.
Had a thing for teenage girls, even as he was older. When he first,
it's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
I knew that was going to be everybody's first, but let me finish. When he met his wife, she was just 14. after the divorce, continued dating teenage girls and referred to them. Who?
Elvis?
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, Elvis. That's who it was. God damn it.
Wow.
I knew when we heard the teenage girls, I knew everybody was going to run to R. Kelly. R. Kelly said all those teenage girls that he ever messed with, all of them have fake IDs. Okay, but listen.
So he had a mission then. He was like a Mormons and Muslims. He had a woman.
Many.
Or Arab.
Yes. Many he had.
So Elvis was, I know Priscilla was young when he met her, right?
14.
Wow.
They said Elvis liked the young ones.
See, that could have been Chuck Barris, too. Chuck Berry, rather.
In Islam, you can marry a 9 years girl. Yes, that's true.
Say that again.
In Islamic religions, you can give your daughter as early as 9 years age, because they say 9 years old age is adult.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. You can please just put it there. It says 9 years old girls can be married in Islam or similar. You get a lot of the truth in it. I know.
But hey, but listen. Last week we had a little fupa, and our show got canceled. And I can't go too long. I can't go too long without paying homage and respect to our goddamn commander in chief, man. Our commander in chief. If you are a journalist, comedian, just anybody who's looking for material that don't fit mainstream America, all you got to do is keep an eye on this guy. He's nervous now because the walls, and I don't mean that wall that Mexico is going to pay for, but we're going to build, not that wall, but his life walls really are closing in on his ass right now.
Yes,
and
they are.
Acting,
about time.
I mean,
that's Trump.
But yeah. But you know what though? Again, with what's his general name? Flynn.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Everybody who he gave a job to is either going to jail.
He screwed up.
In jail.
Yeah.
Or gonna be on probation.
Or gonna be indicted or something. They're gonna be indicted. They're going to get something.
Or they leave the cabinets, like a Nikki Haley and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, everything is falling apart.
They going back. So I said some of those folks that bailed early, they going back to get them because see, right now, and I got a question: why they keep calling Flynn ass a general? Where was he a general at?
When he was with the Obama administration, wasn't he? A general,
he was a general
or something? When he was with the Obama administration?
No, somebody
was
wait,
in
message,
yeah,
message
prior.
Where you at, man?
Did he get cut off?
No,
I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't know him to be a general or not.
Isn't that what his title is, though?
He was in the military for 33 years or something, wasn't he?
Oh, I mean, he served
in the military.
Well, how he served in the military and he got all these Turkish and Russian connections? What military?
Right.
I thought he served in it, but why do they keep saying that he served in the military? He served this country for like 30-something years in the military. So where is the military service coming in at?
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in the military. He held every kind of office there is.
Okay.
I don't know if he was an actual general, though.
Okay, never mind. I got it. He was a lieutenant general. Yes, he was in the Army.
Yeah, I was going to say, they keep saying he served time in the military.
Well, so that was it. So that means that mole was deep, man. But I mean, that mole was, I mean, he military intelligence officer, straight KGB agent. I mean, wow. Now he begging for no jail time. And watch this.
Well, see,
the fact that they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The fact that they didn't already sentence him lets me know that they may not send his ass to jail.
Well, I think his lawyers were trying to play some little game there, you know, at the end. He was supposed to get sentenced, but they were trying to play some game where, you know, like, oh, the FBI was, they tricked him when they were interviewing
yeah,
him.
He didn't know it was a crime to lie to the FBI.
But, you know, you were a high-ranked officer. You mean to tell me you didn't know that you're not supposed to lie to the FBI? But he knew. They was just trying to play this game.
Exactly.
You know, and I guess you had Fox News trying to back you up with that, too. Like, oh, the FBI tricked him. But that judge wasn't playing with him. That happened today.
That judge was throwing words like, what, treason and shit out?
Yeah, that judge said they flipped it. You thought that, you know, you thought you had, you know, Fox News and the White House, everybody was trying to say, oh, the FBI tricked them. But that judge wasn't playing today.
But
you
now,
know,
let
how
me,
you
let
say
me,
you didn't know?
Let me ask a question on the cast to the nation. When you sit back, I mean, as hardline Republicans, middle of the road Republicans, whatever the hell, when you sit back and you see all this controversy around the president, how the hell can you still support that? Me personally, and let me tell you something, I'll tell anybody, I was never a big critic of him. I still don't like him as a president, but even considering the fact that he cheated, alleged cheated, call it whatever the hell you want. He in there, so he's the man. He the president. But now with all this additional shit happening, I'm not saying take him out of his job, man. But I'm saying we need to find out what the hell he doing, though. I mean, you know, again, why would you still have executive privileges? We're going to put a halt to all this shit because we're going to dedicate an investigation to find out one or two things. Are you a pseudo agent, Mr. President? Are you a double agent? I mean, who the hell are you? Who the hell are you? And nobody, what's it? Ain't nobody signing shit. Don't be giving no orders. Don't be taking no nothing until we get this shit figured out. And because of the level of importance, we dedicating, we're not stopping everything around the world, but this gets top priority because we have to get this on the table and off the table. But with all this Russian collusion surrounding that president, for him to have any executive privileges right now just blows my mind. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. Totally.
Amen. And are you sure? Did you know that? Also, something incredibly strange is going on right now with all these food recalls in the United States and forecast shortages, leaving us asking what's real happening. And, you know, from baby food is recalled, from meat recalls, cereals recall. Oh, my gosh. I mean, list is a lot. If you go to allnewspipeline.com, you should see the second story. But, it's not the call. Buyers are beware. Make sure everything you buy is totally sealed. And, you know, because in 1978, a Palestinian militant group called itself the Arab Revolutionary Army claimed responsibility of injecting oranges with mercury in order to induce panic and disrupt Israel's economy. These oranges also end up in multiple countries, including USA. So, you see, really.
My thing is, we just have to, we got to get a handle on, again, what's this? I'm sorry, and this sounds mean as hell, and it is mean, but it ain't meant to be mean, as baby brother would say. This sounds mean, but it ain't mean. They know that his capacity to comprehend some of the words that's coming out of their mouth is very limited. But they got to get somebody got to talk to that man and just get him to stop for a minute. And again, I'm not saying he hasn't done anything good. I can't think of any of it, but I'm not saying that he hasn't. But he's done so much bad, so much shit that the rest of the world don't seem to understand. And when I say the rest of the world, I'm talking about starting base right here in the U.S., the rest of our nation, never mind our allies. He just made a series of moves today that they under, but he doubled down on some tariffs to Russia. Nobody understands what it is that he's doing, and it makes it very hard to support or go against what it is that he's doing. Because as the comedians say, we just don't know. We don't know what he's thinking. And I don't see how we're going to get out of this shit. That's my real question.
He's going to run again because he knows that if he doesn't run, he can be prosecuted for some of these things he's doing. So he's going to run again because as long as he's a sitting president, they can't really touch him on any of these things.
But he's a bully. He's a bully anyway. He's a bully. He doesn't know even how to debate.
He should have to walk back and forth to work.
Right.
He should have to do what? I'm sorry.
He should have to walk back and forth to work.
The Secret Service driving behind him in the car.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Actually, Bill Clinton, we saw that he was jogging before or any other president, even Obama, but he doesn't even jog.
No, they were jogging for exercise. We talk about having his ass walk to work for punishment.
Yeah, crazy. And Ukraine.
Well,
didn't
they shut down his foundation?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
And by foundation.
So that's a good thing. They shut that foundation down, so that's good.
Hey, listen, that man was a quadruple type pseudo agent for so many other different nations. They can't shut his shit down. Watch this. They got proof. And again, see, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to bring this shit back home to 45. They got proof that during the campaign, through Flynn's connection, 45 still signing contracts trying to get that damn hotel of his built in Russia. Now, come on, man. You running for the president, you know you can't be doing business with them. And see, this is what pissed me off with him on a new level. I'm not mad at you, 45, for getting the Russian money, because wouldn't nobody else give you none? And if I'm in business raising capital, that's what I do. And where I get it from, let's act as if we have a conscience. It don't really matter. The Russians.
But you got to remember, though, he didn't think he was going to win.
Well, again,
so
but I'm just
he was
saying.
Still doing business.
So the Russians started funneling you money, and then probably one day when y'all was drinking vodka and grabbing asses. They probably said, "Hey, Donald, hey, you run and we'll back you up." And you know him,
my
brother, president.
Huh? They weren't grabbing asses.
What were they grabbing?
Spin them around.
Damn.
Okay. See, I was trying to keep
remember?
An eye. Yeah, they were grabbing.
Remember?
Right. It was grabbing. All right, well, I was just trying to make, all right, but anyway, while they grabbing private parts. Yeah, they just probably put that out there for as a joke. He went with it, it worked. And now you got to understand, if I gave you all this money, I don't give a damn who you are, what company you represent, what country you represent. If you got the opportunity to hook me up, whatever I'm doing, you better do it. And hook me up again. That's a term that the black Americans like to use. But hook me up don't mean anything other than show me some love. Show me some love on a land deal. So, I mean, again, I may pay full price, but give me the opportunity to buy it. So hook me up somewhere, and he hooking they ass up, because let me tell you, the Russian dollars been hooking his ass up for years. And I ain't mad at him for giving it back. I'm just mad at because he the goddamn president in doing it. That's what my beef with him.
But, I mean, the Russian dollars is everywhere because they're all fake. I mean, Facebook is tied up in this. Oh, a lot of these companies and stuff are hooked up with the NRA. Everybody's Russia is all up and through here.
Exactly. Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, all of them belong to the same.
Yeah, all of them are tied up with Russia. Russia is running all up and through here. I mean, when Mueller is done with this, Russia is all up and through here. Russian money is all. It's just. It's crazy. It's crazy. Everybody's been compromised.
Yes.
Seriously. It's crazy.
Amen.
And the stuff they was doing to help suppress the black vote is the stuff that's coming out about with that has been crazy.
That's right.
So,
well,
we've
established ourselves as a nation that if you write in checks, you got our full attention, man. I don't give a shit what it is in the United States of America. Listen to me when I tell you. If it ain't for sale, you can damn sure lease it. I don't give a damn what it is. And when I say statements like that, you do some history on the monuments in Washington, D.C. You might, I'm not saying you will, you might be surprised that we don't own them shits no more. We sold them. And then we lease them back. I'm just saying. So when it comes to money, again, and when you're talking, again, if you're talking to me, you could probably bribe me for about $2 or $3, man. I'm kind of cheap. But when you talking at the presidential and the senator level, we're talking billions. And they be changing that kind of paper to the point where, what the hell? I'm getting rich, and if the nation don't make out, well, they're still going to be all right. But you're talking a lot of money going back and forth from Russia to here. And I just say that as a god darn citizen, that, hell, we ought to just stand up. And again, let's not take him out of office, but just take all this power right now just until we figure this shit out. That's all I'm saying, because you got too many people going to jail that you've appointed, Mr. P, 45. You looking real suspect right now. And I'm just saying, as a nation, and the fact, well, two things it shows. One, the fact that the nation isn't rushing to get his ass silent means the nation's got a bigger machine actually running the nation, and it brings to light the fact that the president, you're just a figurehead. You really don't matter. Hey, but listen, we're under a minute to go. Interesting show tonight. I like to always, as always, thank my cast for coming out. And let's take a couple of seconds to say our good nights. Brother,
thank you very much, everyone. Please go to YouTube and put George Carlin, The American Dream. And please put it next time you are, so everybody can listen.
All right.
It's exactly. I mean, it's
good night,
the truth. Thank you very much.
Sister,
good night.
Good night.
Bye, Adam. All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays.
Peace.
Happy holidays.
Everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay.
Merry
hey,
holidays. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Okay. All right. Hold on, wait a minute.
There's only two things in life that are certain. One is death, and the other one is if a female goes to sleep in a tank top, she's definitely going to wake up with a titty hanging out.
What's that? I was wrong with you. For an alcoholic, been sober 5 hours. Oh, no.
Good night, podcast audience. I'm good.
My gosh.
Oh, we got another minute? Oh, wow.
No, we're done. I'm out.
Like you get-